From June 21st to August 27th, Harborfront Center presents the return of its beloved annual concert series, Music, Summer Music in the Garden. The 22nd season launches with a special concert featuring Canada's first Inuk professional classical singer, Diantha Edmonds, on Wednesday, June 21st, that's tomorrow, in honor of Indigenous Peoples Day. We're so happy to be joined this morning by Diantha. Good morning and welcome to Classical Mornings.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're thrilled. We're thrilled. We just heard a sampling of your artistry. Can you describe your music and your musical style to us?
Sure. Excuse me. I am a classically trained singer, and I write, I would describe it as contemporary classical Indigenous crossover.
I love it. I love it. Keep going.
I'm not the best at describing music, but I write the lyrics first. That's how my songs come to me.
Okay.
And then I find the song. And I was fortunate to have a colleague, Leslie Hayes, in St. John's, Newfoundland, arrange my songs for string quartet accompaniment. And I knew right away that I wanted to have throat singers at the start and end of most of the tracks on my album, weaving through the tracks.
Because, right.
You know, before there was classical music, before there was any type of opera or orchestra, there was throat singing thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted those to be the first and last sounds you hear on the album.
Oh, it's thrilling, and it really, it cushions and cradles it, right, this kind of fusion.
Yeah.
And we also heard you perform in Inuktitut, correct?
Yes.
Ah, wonderful. And I think it's such a great partner language to English, especially in this piece. I did a little research on you, and I see that you performed with Against the Grain Theatre in their Messiah. And just before I ask you about the program for tomorrow, what really struck me, stopped me literally dead in my tracks, is when I listened to and read your words on what you did with Handel's aria, How Beautiful Are the Feet, right?
Yes.
Could you please take us through that? Because it is intensely moving and so important for us to hear.
Oh, thank you. Nakumik. So How Beautiful Are the Feet is one of my favorite, you know, of course, my
Mine
favorite
too.
Aria to sing, right? I mean, I think it's just one of the most beautiful things ever written.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've sung it for decades in English. And when Against the Grain approached me about representing Newfoundland and Labrador, my home province, as the soloist in their Messiah Complex project, I jumped at the chance.
Mm-hmm.
But I also told them this isn't the first time that Handel's Messiah has been sung in Inuktitut, because there is a rich, an incredibly rich, beautiful history and tradition of classical sacred music in Nunatsiavut, the ancestral homelands of Labrador Inuit, where my late father came from.
Wow, tell us.
Yeah, 250 years ago, missionaries from Germany of the Moravian faith settled in the north coast of Labrador, and they brought with them brass instruments, stringed instruments, and handwritten manuscripts of music by incredible composers like Bach, Handel, Haydn, and other composers, lesser-known composers of the Moravian faith. And Inuit learned to play these beautiful pieces on the orchestral instruments with organ, brass instruments, full four-part choir with soloists in their church services, all in Inuktitut.
So this is something that I certainly did not know, and I am sure many of our listeners, this is groundbreaking information that you're just dealing here on the radio.
It is absolutely something I am so proud and so honored to carry with me through my career. And it is thanks to the research of musicologist Dr. Tom Gordon, who spent, you know, 20-something years traveling back and forth to the north coast of Labrador, making connections and researching and digitizing all of the archived handwritten manuscripts from the past 200 years. So when Messiah Complex opportunity came up, I jumped at the chance because I had already recorded I Know That My Redeemer Liveth in Inuktitut on my album Pilarikput Inuit Inuktitut Arias for All Seasons. And so I approached an elder to translate the lyrics from How Beautiful Are the Feet and was just thrilled to be able to sing that in a bit as well. So I now have two Handel arias.
Yeah. And what's more is what you're doing something even more brilliant in there as well, is that you are actually kind of reframing original thought and text. Because if I'm not mistaken, how beautiful are the feet here? You are actually thinking of another metaphor. Well, actually, you're taking it right to the animal world. In fact, you're talking about caribou tracks, right?
Well, actually, the direct translation is from the biblical
right.
verse. But when we were shooting the video, this was what I had in mind.
Ha-ha.
How the land that we're walking on, you know, is still the land that we were on 10,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the caribou tracks, you know, like how that just brings us back to the earth and what Inuit have done for tens of thousands of years to survive and thrive.
Yes, and also the thought that we are not the only feet that tread upon this
yes.
earth, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, brilliant. Now, I would like to talk just a little bit about what you're bringing to the special program tomorrow. These are selections from your brand new CD, Connections?
Yes, I am so excited to be performing tomorrow night in the Music Garden. I was thrilled when they invited me to perform, and it's actually 1 year ago that I released this CD officially. It was on...
Congratulations.
National Indigenous Peoples Day 2022. And so how thrilling that I have the chance to share this music this year. And so the album is called Connections,
mm-hmm.
and they are original songs that they're very personal to me. And it means a lot to me to be able to share these stories of, you know, that give people a glimpse of who I am and how I walk through this life.
Mm-hmm. We were just playing a piece earlier in the program, and the title was Caminito, the Little Path. It just brings to mind all the paths that we walk on, and how wonderful that you can share with us your path. Do you incidentally have a website that people can also visit to find out even more information?
I do, deantha.ca. It's deantha.ca. And I'm also very, very active on social media, so people can search my name or Inuk Soprano and find me and follow me there as well.
Oh, it's been a delight, a thrill. Informative and all sorts of wonderful things to be speaking with you this morning. We have been speaking with Inuk singer Deantha Edmonds, who will be sharing selections from her recent album Connections on the opening concert of Toronto Harbourfront's Summer Music in the Garden Festival. For more information, please visit harbourfrontcenter.com. Deantha, many, many thanks and bonne chance tomorrow.
Nakumi, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.